delighted to have been given this responsibility by Marilu McDonald. There's huge issues for our fishing communities across Donegal and across the country, in that we've never got our fair share of, you know, fishing rights in our own waters under the common fishery policy. We just have this big threat now with Brexit making that even worse. And of course, there's a lack of investment in our piers and harbours in Donegal and across the state. So I'm really looking forward to getting my teeth into the role and fighting for our communities with their representative groups.
And there was a recent incident involving a fishing vessel in Donegal fishing off the coast of Tory, which was ordered by a British Navy vessel to leave the area. And this is no doubt something you will be following up on.
Oh, absolutely. It's a priority for me. You know, we had one of our fishing vessels based in Greencastle, you know, being ordered out of what is Irish waters by a British naval vessel. They were in Irish waters. They were in the wrong, clearly. And the Department of Foreign Affairs are carrying out an investigation. It's really important that we stand up to the British government. There have been concerns over the years, for example, around submarine activity and fears that they may even have cost lives over the years. So there's a lot of anxiety in our fishing community about the activities of the British Navy, and we really need to stand up to them this time.